With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Crews have recovered the bodies of 9 backcountry skiers. More from correspondent John Scott.
The skiers were killed in a California avalanche 4 days ago. Authorities say a recovery team reached the bodies of 8 victims and found one other who had been missing on Castle Peak near Lake Tahoe. The recovery efforts have been put on hold after Tuesday's avalanche because of rough weather and dangerous conditions. Among those who died were 6 women who were close friends and experienced skiers, along with 3 professional guides. 6 others on the trip survived the avalanche. Investigations are underway. John Scott reporting.
National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says some areas in the Northeast could get up to 2 feet of snow with the latest storm forecast.
We're looking at a very, very powerful storm system that's going to be rapidly developing along the East Coast on Sunday into Monday. As it rapidly develops, you're going to get widespread snow spreading across the Mid-Atlantic first, so like the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area on Sunday morning, and then that'll spread further into the Northeast Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening, including New York City and eventually Boston by late Sunday evening.
NASA's moon rocket is hit with a new problem, putting a March launch with astronauts in jeopardy. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The space agency revealing the latest problem Saturday, just a day after targeting March 6th for humanity's first flight to the moon in more than half a century. Officials say that overnight, the flow of helium to the rocket's upper stage was interrupted. Solid helium flow is required for launch. NASA is reviewing the data and preparing, if necessary, to return the Space Launch System rocket to its hangar for repairs. Officials say this will almost assuredly impact the March launch window. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. It's another warning about gambling.
This one comes from USA Today, which has been doing research into the emerging data we have on legalized gaming in this country. And it concludes that 30% of 11 to 13-year-old boys and 41% of 14 to 17-year-old boys have bet on sports in the last 12 months. They all use legal betting apps in the states where they live, despite the fact they are underage. 31 states have legalized sports gambling so far. Others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Puerto Rico's governor has signed a bill that amends a law to recognize an unborn baby as a human being. Governor Jennifer Gonzalez, a Republican and supporter of President Trump, says the legislation aims to maintain consistency between civil and criminal provisions by recognizing the unborn child as a human being. The amendment is now an article within Puerto Rico's penal code that defines murder. The government notes that the amendment complements the law. This is SRN News. It's a defeat at the state level for Democrats.
A Virginia judge is temporarily blocking Democrats' plan to hold an April referendum on new congressional maps that could seriously impact the midterm elections. The decision threatens Democrats' push for more U.S. House seats. On Thursday, a Tazewell Circuit Court judge granted a temporary restraining order sought by Republicans. The order runs through March 18th and clashes with early voting set to begin March 6th, which could doom the referendum. Virginia Attorney General Jay Jones says he will appeal the ruling. Keith Peters, Washington.
Willie Collon, a key creator of urban salsa music, has died. He was a trombonist, composer, arranger, and singer, recording more than 40 albums that have sold tens of millions worldwide, collaborating with a wide range of artists, including Fania All-Stars, David Byrne, Celia Cruz. Willie Collon was 75. More details at srnnews.com.